This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. There's a few rules about gunfighting that everybody needs to be aware of. First rule of a gunfight is if you're getting into a gunfight, take a gun. That is the most obvious of them. However, there are four other factors that are going to come into play and may be indicative of whether or not you are going to be successful. These four factors that you need to consider are awareness, psychological, physiological, and performance. Now, mindset. If somebody comes at you, if you're confronted with an active threat, like an active shooter, a knife attack, some sort of physical violence, you have three options from which to choose. It will never happen to me. Someone else will handle it. It's my responsibility. Which one of those is going to work best for you? Number three sort of seems obvious, but it isn't to everyone. Absent this mindset, you are now behind the power curve, as well as just, you can just assume the fetal position if you're anything but number three. Second is the condition of your awareness. That was developed by Colonel Jeff Cooper. Four conditions of awareness apply to environmental observation. If you've never heard of them, they are a critical component of situational awareness. The lowest is condition white, which is this is you sitting in the Barca Lounger at home with the doors locked, deadbolts, the whole nine yards. You're locked in, perfectly safe, in a completely controlled environment with locks, alarms, cameras, everything. Your home is your castle, your sanctuary, condition white. When you exit the door, though, you need to go to condition yellow. You're still relaxed but alert. There is no specific threat. But if you observe a potential threat, you're now moving to operate to condition orange, which means you have identified a specific threat. And the highest is condition red, which means you're in the fight, and as things have now gone physical, you are called to action. So you have to identify the threat. You can't respond to it if you can't see it. And if you're in a relaxed state of general awareness, that affords you the opportunity to identify a threat. Using your senses to hear it and see it and smell it coming, you can observe who or what is the threat. Then you have to make a judgment call. And this can be dicey. This is something where you need to be moving into a posture to where if you have to and you have to deploy your weapon, you're able to deploy your weapon. The condition of the threat, the condition of your environment, and the condition of your firearm can and will change in the blink of an eye. Then there's the psychological factors. You're going to be subject to two critical psychological factors, stress and psychological refractory period, which is PRP. Stress is nothing more than physical duress. Your heart rate is accelerated. Your body's primary stress hormones, adrenaline, cortisol, norepinephrine, I can't pronounce that tonight because I know I sound bad and I apologize for that, but I'm trying to not miss any more shows, and if I sound bad and I can't pronounce my consonants, I apologize. All that's dumped into your system, and consequently, your normal world isn't so normal anymore. That's very hard to especially the adrenaline dump. That's very hard to mimic that. They try to do it with exercise, with like a cardiovascular aerobic type of stress where you're running towards a target or something, but very hard to mimic that adrenaline dump. Now, PRP is a psychological state impacting your performance. And here's what you can do. Set up three targets at 10 yards using your shot timer. Draw from your holster and fire one round into the A zone of target one. If this takes you 1.5 seconds, you know, say that. Do this at least 3 to 5 times to find your average time. And try to be consistent and don't miss the A zone. Next, fire one round into the A zone of target one. And then another one into the A zone of target two. And you'll notice that the time it took to hit target one drawing from your holster might be slightly longer than when you were firing only one round. Then fire one round into the A zone of target one round into the A zone of target two, and then target three. And compare the time it took to hit target one when you were just shooting one time versus your time of target one when you hit all three targets. And that is PRP. This is something affecting you. It is largely based upon what you're perceiving, too. Physiological factors, in addition to awareness factors and psychological factors, there are certain physiological factors that cannot be ignored, and one of the most critical is your own personal reaction time. Now, this is something that you can actually sort of monkey with a little bit with awareness. Former FBI agent, renowned small arms expert, and holster designer Bill Rogers has measured the average unit of human reaction time at approximately 0.25 seconds. This is calculated as the amount of time it takes your brain to send the electric signal down to your trigger finger to telling it to press rearward. And you can measure this yourself by, again, going to the range with a shot timer. Then there's human processing time. Step back from the actual trigger press and look at the total circumstance. When you are overloaded with new and unfamiliar threatening information, you enter a state of temporary mental paralysis. And your mind has to run through several steps to process the new information before your body can react. You have to get to cognition, and that's the mental action or process of acquiring knowledge and then understanding through thought, experience, and the senses. Perception is a method or mental impression of that cognition. Comprehension, you know, it goes on and on. Physical impairment. Physiological factors can include such graduated levels of physical impairment as your own personal hand-eye coordination. You may have a personal injury, either one you have on a regular basis or those incurred during the violence of the engagement. An oft-understated physical impairment is visual acuity. Whether it's something chemical that's introduced like OC spray or another something thrown into your face, any of these can impact effective combat round placement. Then there's performance factors. This is actually doing the deed. You have operational considerations. Cops and civilians alike are subjected to 3 non-negotiable operational considerations: legal, policy, and tactics. Paramount among these 3 factors is the legal ramification of your action. Is what you're about to do, what you're about to undertake with your firearm within the letter of the law? Every cent of your retirement fund, your home, your vehicle, and any other nest eggs you've now spent, that you built, that's etched, is maybe going to be up there. It's going to be up on the block at that point when you have to go into that moment. Skill level. Whether you're a competitor or focused solely on self-defense or dabble in both realms, you'll fall to the lowest level of your last training. Shooting mechanics are like any other gun handling skill, to include rapid deployment from cover, marksmanship, and the ability to deliver combat effective round placement with speed and accuracy under extreme duress. The difference in skill in controlling the recoil of a 124 grain 9 compared to a hot 45 ACP can cost you about 1/100th of a second per round for a total of about 1 second. If you have a 10-round magazine, you are required to empty it. And that can be a very long time when you're fighting for your life. 10 seconds is a very, very long time in a gunfight. So, gunfighting should be considered a soft skill. It deteriorates easily. It is best served with constant practice. Awareness goes a long way. You can, all the judgment, everything up to that point, just awareness of your situational surrounding can take you a long way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Dateline, Cheektowaga, New York. Recently at a Cheektowaga Dollar General store. Here in South Carolina, we have a lot of Dollar Generals and Waffle Houses that get robbed. What's up with these Dollar Generals and these Waffle Houses? Why are they such magnets to be robbed? About a few weeks back, a person was hurt in a shooting outside of a Cheektowaga Dollar General, and the police are saying the guns used were Safe Act compliant. And that's news. Cheektowaga police say the guns Travis Green used on November 14th were legally purchased. They say it took some time to determine that they were compliant because of the complicated nature of the law. They were trying to determine whether Mr. Green had broken more laws by having non-compliant to Safe Act guns. Police say Travis Green fired some 20 rounds at the store after being denied an employment application at the Dollar General on Union Road. Is he a millennial? I have been denied jobs before that I wanted, and I have never, ever shot the place up. Shooting victim, he described pulling into the Dollar General parking lot at around 2:30 p.m. and seeing a man punching a female twice in the face. He immediately tried to call 911. That's when he said he was approached by the same man who asked him if he had a problem and who he was talking to. The victim said he told Green he was talking to a friend and didn't have a problem, and that's when the victim said Green hit him in the face twice. At a felony hearing before Thanksgiving, the victim testified Green walked to his car, pulled out a bag, and got out a gun. The victim said he watched as Green fire two shots into the air, so he ducked for cover. He said he doesn't remember much after that, only the glass of the storefront window shattering around him and being shot twice near his shoulder. Green faces six charges, including attempted murder. It took them time to determine whether these guns were actually, I don't know, Safe Act compliant because of the complexity of the law. I submit to you that if law enforcement has to sit back and research whether or not something was legal or you had the right kind of gun or something because of the complexity of the law, that law may be too complex. Now, for the gun grabbers out there who seem to have no sense of restraint when it comes to doing anything, I have a great sense of relief when I realize that most of them don't own a gun themselves. A weapon in the hands of someone that obsessed and impervious to reason, with no idea of any limitation placed against them or one that they should observe, that is a recipe for disaster. It's certainly not a recipe for a calm society. There's another reason I prefer that they leave the gun ownership to people like me. Many of them are pathological liars. After the recent shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, Shannon Squeaky Watts, a noted one-track mind anti-gun activist, liar, blatantly lied in a tweet she sent out regarding the massacre. According to Red State, it read, that means the shooter is a prohibited purchaser, but there's absolutely no regulation of long guns, AR-15s, in Texas. No background check required. No, I did not watch the markup hearing, I'm sorry to say. I've been running around all day. You'll hear about it in just a second. Next segment. That tweet was a complete and total lie. All in-person gun purchases in Texas require a background check, according to federal law. There you go. There are no gun purchase sanctuary cities where the law is ignored for ideological purposes, as is the case with illegal aliens. Every gun purchase from an FFL, which is where Devin Kelly bought his, that requires a background check regardless of whether it's a Derringer or an assault weapon long gun. I had to fill out a 4473 myself today. But I didn't have to go through a background check because I have a concealed carry permit. Failing the test in either instance means he can't buy the gun. And in the same vein, another anti-gun prevaricator claimed that the California shooter that went on a recent rampage bought his gun as a do-it-yourself kit and did not pass any background check, and untrue again. It is true that you can buy everything but the firing mechanism with no background check, but the part of the weapon that fires the bullet and makes the collection of parts a gun and not an expensive pipe requires a background check, the same as any other firearm, unless you buy the 80% lower. Then you have to be a machinist. Then you have to be a machinist. So if you're buying the lower to an AR-15 and it's already got the fire control group dug out, that's the gun. That's the serialized part of it. The gun is the lower of an AR-15 is like the bike frame of a bike. That's the part that stays the same as long as it's designated as that particular gun. Everything else can be changed, the furniture, everything else. But all the metal, no. Once a long gun is purchased, it is subject to the same laws as any other gun in Texas. There are sitting duck zones, gun-free zones, where weapons aren't allowed, and that means rifles too. And it is significant that anti-gun arguments are so feeble that advocates must resort to lies to make their case in front of the public. It's also logical that the falsehood is built into the movement, since the end goal of the most committed leadership isn't in the movement, isn't a reasonable-sounding common-sense gun regulation. The goal is the thoroughly unreasonable gun confiscation, and from that font, the falsehoods spring. This is the thing about gun controllers. Gun control is a lie. So gun controllers are liars. When a gun controller says, this will make everybody safe, we've heard them say that before. The assault weapons ban was supposed to, everything was going to be great. No more murder. Bring down the Vulcans. We have the warp drive. Time to exist in a cashless society. Didn't work out that way. Crime was already on the way down. It continued. It was going down before it. It was going down during it. And it went down after it. Those that don't acknowledge that, of course, are idiots and fools and liars. So, this whole supposition that we just need the one more law, that is a lie, because what about the other 22, 23,000? What are they not doing? Why do we still have them? There had not better be any more new gun control that doesn't actually only attack criminals. That's all I'm going to say. That's all anybody should have to say. There had better not be any. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, because then I'd get in trouble. When we get back, it is a new day for me, and I'm going to share that with you. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Since 2012, I have had a deep abiding infatuation with what people refer to as Gucci Glocks. First, I started out, I had a good healthy dose of Salient arms. Then I dabbled a little bit with ATEI, which makes very good M&Ps, always has. Then I came into the agency arms, which I actually had been in the agency arms universe and just didn't know it because all of the Salient arms guns were actually outsourced to the guys that turned out to be agency arms. So I have really largely, been with agency arms. Now the only problem I have seen with agency arms is that level of engineering excellence is not something that comes cheap. It's not something that it takes time. It's a highly specialized field. Getting that kind of, when you're taking the gun, I mean, I've had two guns of the same kind, and because of what gets done to the guns, the parts no longer become interchangeable. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because after all, it is a custom gun. So my biggest issue is that a lot of people can't afford that. For their base package, after you've supplied the gun, which, you're talking $550, $550, you're looking at $1,300 for the frame, the trigger, and the slide. You can get all of those things done piecemeal and do it one at a time and get your gun built over time. But most people really, really want to have that gun right away. Everybody's looking for instantaneous gratification. So, how do we get past that? How do you get the level of excellence that you need? If it's a gun and you're going to carry it, it needs to be a few things. It needs to be reliable. It needs to be functional. And it'd be really helpful if it is accurate. Now, as much as I dislike Gaston Glock, my prediction would be that in the future, the Glock platform is going to become the next 1911. Whereas where Colt was the one that made 1911s in the beginning, I think. Was it Colt or Springfield? I can't remember who it was. Somebody originally started the design. I think it was Colt. And then they started licensing it out. Now, Glock has not licensed it out to anybody. Nobody can make a gun called a Glock, but Glock. You have to have permission from Glock to make an airsoft gun that says Glock on the side of it. Glock goes after Glock modifiers for saying we're Glock modifiers, for using the name Glock. But there are alternatives out there if you like the platform. Now, I like the platform. There's a few things I don't like about it. I don't like the grip angle. That's really the biggest thing. I don't like the grip angle. I don't like the owner of the company. So, enter the Polymer 80 lower. Or better yet, the Polymer 80 Glock frame. Now, the Polymer 80 Glock frame comes out of the box with a texture. It comes out of the box with an undercut. It comes out of the box with all of the contours you need. The grip angle is straightened. Now, there's two ways you can look at this Polymer 80. You can get the gun and try to cut out the fire control yourself. Or we can talk about the guy that I'm dealing with now. But that's just the 80% lower. The thing about the Polymer 80 lowers, by the way, if you're going to use Glock parts on it, only the Glock 3rd Gen parts are compatible with it. Which is not to say, you know, that's bad. Lots of people prefer the Glock 3rd Gen. So, let's say you've got the Polymer 80, and you do know how to cut it out, or you're going to go this route. Then you have to get a slide. And there's plenty of aftermarket slides out there. There are some that already come cut with all of the windows cut into it and all of the scalloping that you could possibly want, front edge serrations, whatever you want it to be. There are those out there that do this right now today. And you can buy that, but then you have to make it fit the slide. Or excuse me, the frame. Then, of course, there's the barrel, the springs, and everything else. So when you're looking at these things, you're not going to spend that much money buying the parts. But I have an alternative for you now. And it's going to be in January. It starts in January. Now, Ace Firearms, who's a new sponsor of mine, which their ad campaign starts in January, too. I have been working with them for the past 2 weeks, and they put in my hands three of what they refer to as the CP9, which are these are fully built out Glock 19 looking type guns. Except they're built on the Polymer 80 frame, and they are using aftermarket slides. Now, what we found out is that there's a little bit of hand fitting that goes into these things. And this is where it can maybe get dicey for the kit builder. But for somebody that has machines there, that's a manufacturer like Ace Firearms is, which this line of guns is going to be called the Militia Arms Custom. These guns that he's turning out are fully custom guns. We took them out this past weekend, and I'm getting ready to assemble the video now. I finally got a few things done to where I needed to assemble the video, put the video together. We took the guns out and we shot them, and they ran like custom guns. Absolutely like custom guns. I mean, altogether like custom guns. I mean, I have no compunction carrying them. But there was a couple of issues, a couple of little itty-bitty issues, right, that you get out there. Because once you've run a stock Glock and once you've run something like an agency Glock, there become certain things. You begin to feel certain things happen. And so, you know, we took the footage and we showed it to Roger Ward, who's the owner of Ace Firearms, who's the engineer manufacturing kind of guy, who actually doesn't make, you know, this is, guns are his passion. He actually is an industrialist. And we took the guns back to him, and he pulled them apart and looked at them and everything, and then he identified a few little itty-bitty things that are thousands of a measurement off in certain places. And then he made that all uniform, and now they're absolutely phenomenal. And this is going to be a custom gun that you can get at a fraction of anybody out there making custom Gucci Glocks. And for me, since I don't want to have a Glock, since I don't want to patronize Glock GmbH out of Austria, this is perfect for me because I do like the platform. And I technically stay within my no more Glocks for me mantra. But these guns, they are, and I mean, he's getting frames for the Glock 17 size guns. He's getting frames for the Glock 21, 20 size guns. This is just the beginning. I got the first three CP9s that came off of the, out of his production. Then I gave them back to him for 3 days, and he perfected them in that amount of time. This is going to be a very exciting time because this is going to be a game changer for people that like this kind of gun. This is going to be a game changer, and I get to be part of it. That's going to be the splendid part of it. So stay tuned for that. That's right around the corner. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Lock and Load. Back in the day, 80s maybe, 80s, early 90s, late 70s, there was a group called The Smiths. They did one song called How Soon Is Now, which is a standard in dance music. It was EDM before there was any EDM out there. The front man for the Smiths is, his name is Morrissey, just Morrissey, not Tommy Morrissey or anything, just Morrissey. And he's a Brit. He's a British national. He doesn't like Trump. And that's okay. I don't mind him not liking Trump. Lots of people don't like Trump. If I hated everybody that didn't like Trump, I'd be hating lots of people. That's just too much hate for me. He tweeted, since he has been in power, President Donald Trump has exhausted the world. He told the German weekly Der Spiegel in an interview that was synopsized Saturday by Spin, he's not a leader, he is a vermin. It's very telling to note a German magazine spreading the characterization of a human being as vermin. We've seen that before from German National Socialists, making Morrissey's admiration for American National Socialist Bernie Sanders all the more revealing. And what do you do with vermin? When he was asked hypothetically, if there was a button here that would kill the president instantly, would you push it or not? Morrissey, to the surprise of no one who's been watching him closely in recent months, plainly answered, I would for the sake of humanity. It has nothing to do with my personal opinion of his face or his family, but in the interest of humanity, I would push. For the sake of humanity, vermin must be exterminated. There is absolutely nothing at all like a progressive returning to his roots. The question then becomes, what about the people who enthusiastically voted for Donald Trump? Donald Trump did not win by seizing power. He was elected. And he was elected not because of his face or his family, but because of the issues he campaigned on mirrored his voters' core beliefs. What about the people who believe in putting their country first and not allowing suicidal forced immigration to erase and replace the culture their ancestors died to create. What about people who voted for Trump because he promised he would safeguard the Second Amendment through laws he would sign and federal judges he would nominate? After all, we're talking about someone who said the Norway massacre was nothing compared to what McDonald's and KFC do. What did fellow animal-adjusted environmental case Ingrid Newkirk say? A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy. Besides, what is the point of eradicating the front man? The front man is an avatar for his supporters, after all. So, when some National Socialist sympathizer calls for the death of Donald Trump, we need to ask ourselves, what is it about the man Morrissey hates so much? The answer is the policies that Trump says he stands for. That means Morrissey hates those who agree with those policies. Trump is the symbol for all those who chose the vision of America that he articulated over Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And if he could, Morrissey, whose only claim to fame is he knows how to write some music, which, listen, that's a pretty good claim to fame. That has nothing to do whatsoever with what you don't know anything about politics. Nothing, but Morrissey, you sure don't. So, he's the guy that would push a button to eradicate such vermin for the sake of humanity. Right. Since for progressives, every day is opposite day, it's no surprise that Morrissey also hates the 8 day, hates the idea of the most egalitarian form of power sharing established to date, an armed citizenry. He canceled an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel because he would not share the stage with guests from Duck Dynasty. He dissed Donald Trump for blaming the gay community following the Orlando massacre because the president dared to express support for such victims being able to defend themselves. So it's no surprise that Morrissey prefers a state monopoly of violence when you consider that term was coined by German political economist, socialist, and philosopher Max Weber. Among his other advocacy achievements, Weber also championed approving Article 48 into the Weimar Constitution, establishing emergency powers to bypass Reichstag consent, allowing Hitler's rise to unchallenged power. And is anyone really surprised that after enabling an all-powerful state, Morrissey doesn't like the way TSA physically treated him when passing through San Francisco International Airport? Like a typical collectivist or collectivist elitist, the SOP for the proletariat is sexual assault when it happens to him. So the real question here, since Morrissey has established himself as wanting to kill our president, and by extension the other vermin who believe in the same thing, how does it advance the purpose and objectives of the preamble of the Constitution to allow a demonstrable foreign enemy to even be here? I don't know if Morrissey lives in we'll have to look him up. Let's look him up real quick. That is a very good question. That's a really good question. Is Morrissey currently, does he have a United States residence? Because that's a good question. Should we be allowing him to be here? I don't think so. I think for all of these people, oh, I'm sorry, he does actually have a full name too. I'm wrong about this. Stephen Patrick Morrissey, known only as Morrissey, is an English singer, songwriter, and author. He was active with the Smiths from 1982 to 87, which means he no longer matters. He also, this also came out of the Independent as well. So, a U.S. Secret Service spokesman said that they were aware of the comments, but the agency doesn't comment on specific or general investigations-related inquiries. And he went on to blame the American media for the rise of Mr. Trump, whom he said is indifferent to ridicule and only interested in amassing power. He grabs after everything like a little child. He also appeared to defend the likes of Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey, indicating that he thought the two men were making awkward attempts at romance instead of displaying sexual aggression. He told the Sunday Times in a separate new interview, you must be careful as far as sexual harassment is concerned, because often it can be just a pathetic attempt at courtship. And once again, let me just say this. I'm glad Mr. Morrissey doesn't own a gun, because he couldn't be trusted with a gun. Pushing the button. Sure thing, buddy. You push that button. Here's the thing about all these guys that would kill Trump, try to remove Trump from office. That's not going to be free. That's not something you just get to do. Do you think the American people who voted for him are going to stand back and let that happen? Do you think out of the 63, 64, 65 million people that voted for him, which I don't know how many it was, that we're just going to sit back and say, oh, well, you know, win a few, lose a few? That's not what's going to happen. This is going to be bad. It's going to be bloody. For you guys to get out there and talk, all of you Antifa that get out and talk about how this, that, the other, you're talking about something I used to live. You're just entering a world I used to be a part of. And I can get back into it real easy. I don't necessarily want to. I'm probably not physically able to be as good at it as I was. But I'll be a real damn sight better at it than you will. So, talk all you like. I mean, talk is cheap. You talk about me, him, it doesn't matter. Because we're not snowflakes. Our skin is a little thicker than that. We can take what you have to say. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but names are never going to hurt us. But if you do bring the sticks and stones, we're just going to bring bullet launchers. Back again in 21 hours, we're going to be joined by Sam Goodwin from DTWS tomorrow night. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.